Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 20th of August, 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the news on the island and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. 92 consecutive days of no new confirmed cases of COVID-19. But we do have a yellow weather warning, and every returning Manx resident will be checked on from now on. Rockmount will now be home to the Peel Marina Silt. It's GCSE results day today, and MHK asks, can the minister overrule exam results? And more on the landlord register. First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster My, Dolan Mercer.
Faster My.
My Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
Every Manx resident who returns to the island is to be checked on by the Travel Notification Service to ensure they're self-isolating for 14 days. The island's border team, created when government moved to level 4 of its border framework, has now been fully staffed. Police are searching multiple properties in Ramsey in relation to an incident yesterday evening which resulted in 3 people being arrested. Officers say they can't currently reveal more about the nature of the incident due to the ongoing investigation. The Department of Infrastructure has gone back on its promise that Rockmount would only be a temporary home for the silt dredged from Peel Marina 5 years ago. And Douglas South residents have the chance to put questions to the candidates standing in next week's Keys by-election tonight. A meeting takes place at Skolvallagiilt from 7pm, chaired by the Mayor of Douglas. Further afield, anyone arriving into the UK from Croatia, Austria and Trinidad and Tobago will need to isolate for 2 weeks from Saturday. They're the latest countries to face coronavirus quarantine rules, while Portugal has now been declared exempt. And only 15 people are allowed to meet up outdoors in Northern Ireland, down from 30. It's part of new rules there to control an increase in coronavirus cases. Just 6 people from 2 households can now gather indoors. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayad, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, a yellow weather warning, strong winds and gales out at sea. On the Isle of Man tonight, showers on the strong to near gale force south-southeasterly. Overnight minimum 16 degrees. By the way, the Ben McCree 745 is leaving for Heysham. The sailing going ahead as scheduled. Friday, Chehenya, rain at first, then dry with sunny spells, a strong to gale force southerly wind leading to coastal overtopping around high water. High water's 25 past 1am and about 13 minutes to 2 Friday afternoon. Top temperature daytime for Friday, 19 degrees. Down to 14 into Saturday, Jasan, sunny spells, intermittent blustery showers on a strong west-southwesterly and up to 18 on Saturday. Low water tonight, 29 minutes past 7. Sunset, 24 minutes to 9. That important high water overnight, 25 past 1. So you could be in trouble a few minutes either side of that. Sunrise in the morning, 7 minutes past 6. And low water at 8 minutes to 8 tomorrow morning.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy and cheap to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
As of today, every Manx resident who returns to the Isle of Man is going to be checked on by the Travel Notification Service to ensure they're self-isolating for 14 days. It says the island's border team, created when the government moved to level 4 of the border framework, reached its target staffing levels. Lewis Foster takes a look, but first, another familiar voice.
I am pleased to confirm that from Monday, the 20th of July, Isle of Man residents will be free to travel to the United Kingdom and beyond and return. The traveller must on return quarantine at home for 14 days. This is an essential condition of travel. No ifs or buts.
It's now the 20th of August, exactly 1 month on since government moved to level 4 of its border framework. So how has the move gone so far? Well, to ensure returning residents self-isolated for a fortnight, as the Chief Minister Howard Quayle just said there, government assigned a border team to check up on returnees, ensuring they're isolating by phone call or sending an officer to the person's house. Did that happen?
There's been no phone call and there's been no random visit or knock on the door to check I am where I said I was going to be self-isolating. And my housemate has actually also travelled. He travelled a few days before me, so he's been in self-isolation for a bit longer and he's not had a call or a visit yet either.
Okay, anecdotally, some say no. Up until now, though, government says the team has called around one in three returnees and visited 145.
Who is it?
Well, between the 20th of July and the 12th of August, 2,559 people arrived back in the island. That's more than 600 a week. Back to today, and government has announced that the border team has finally reached capacity. But what does that mean? Well, government has now promised that every returning resident will be checked up on in some form. Doorstep checks will still occur for some. However, they say everyone will receive at least a phone call to check their whereabouts. No ifs, no buts.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
The Department of Infrastructure has gone back on its promise that Rockmount would only be a temporary home for the silt dredged from Peel Marina. Dolan Mercer has been looking over the details with Lewis Foster.
The toxic material was taken from the harbour area 5 years ago in 2015. The department submitted a planning bid to leave it at the dumping site, which is lined with an impermeable membrane to stop the material from leaching and is regularly monitored.
So why doesn't the DOI want to move it?
Well, it's estimated it would cost at least £450,000 to remove the silt, the department says. So it wants to leave the waste in the ground there. That figure includes digging up, transporting and storing the hazardous material somewhere else, as well as restoring the dumping area next to the Portown Quarry to its original state.
So what makes the material dangerous and how dangerous is it?
Well, as a result of historic mining activity, the silt contains heavy metals such as lead, cadmium and zinc, which when compacted and concentrated can pose a risk to public health and marine life. Any water which drains from the site into the nearby stream is tested by scientists at government labs for pollutants. The department says an environmental impact assessment will be included as part of its application to show how the site will be maintained and inspected to ensure it's safe.
What else is the DOI doing to tackle this?
It's also looking to develop a replacement strategic waste facility at Turkeyland's quarry in Ballasalla as a replacement for Wright's Pit North in Bride. The site's operator, Colas, is expected to submit a planning bid for this shortly after delays caused by COVID-19.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Tonight, sailing to Heysham is going ahead. The 7:45 departure arrives in Heysham about 11:30. And back at 02:15, arriving in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow morning sailings end out at the moment. The 7 o'clock, Mananan to Liverpool. And the 8 o'clock, Ben McCree to Heysham will be decided first thing. The Liverpool sailing at 6 and the Heysham sailing at 6:30. No doubt whatsoever about tomorrow evening, 7:45, sailing to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Good evening, it's 21 minutes to 6. This is Update Live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. After a week of political U-turns, GCSE exam results day at Castle Rushen High School was a happier time, and in contrast to the experience of many IGSE and A-level students. Tim Glover with the details.
Eventually, the grades in the envelopes were teacher-assessed after the whole subject had been in the media spotlight for days and weeks. Lucy Norbury and Ailish Watts felt this was a much fairer approach.
Our teachers have taught us for like the past 2 years, so they know what we're like and how we work, and they've obviously done mock exams with us, so they know how we've like achieved in them and how we would achieve in the exam come the time.
Just tell us what it's been like to be a pupil during this unprecedented time where you've not been at school, you've had to learn remotely, and then you've had all this uncertainty over exams.
I feel that as year 11s and 13s we were quite lucky, and I feel like the year 10s and 12s who have to do all the self-learning at home, I feel like we're in a quite good position, but also that we didn't get a chance to sit them, put in all that work just for an algorithm. It did suck at first, but now I feel much more better about it. So yeah.
Relief as well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. And just one other point. Is the concern as you move now on with your education that you haven't had the experience of sitting a proper exam?
I think a bit, but I've done music exams and other things, so I'm like used to sort of exams. But I suppose for a lot of us, some of our first exams will be taken will be A-levels, and that's quite daunting.
Let's just pick up on that last point. No experience of actually sitting an exam as they move to the next stage of their education. Head of maths at Castle Rushen is Jonathan Brooks, but firstly, head of sixth form, Jodie Aston.
Our staff, especially at Castle Rushen and across all the secondary schools, we really care about the children, we care about the pupils, and we are not going to put them into a year 13 end of year exam never having sat exam in the correct environment. So there'll be a lot of care support focusing around that, so they really just believe in us. They don't have anything to worry about.
More mocks maybe?
Mocks is just one form of assessment. The assessment process carries on the whole way through. I think the one thing that we'll also need to put a very close eye on is current year 10 and year 12 who'll go into year 11 and year 13 next year, because of the time that they have missed outside of school, because while we've done so much great work with remote learning, it doesn't replace fully what happens inside the classroom, and we need to make sure that those three-year groups are put in the best possible position when they go to sit their exams, hopefully at the end of the year.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Airlines, including Lufthansa and Scandinavian Air SAS, are asking customers to pay more for their tickets so they can switch to biofuel. SAS aims to make sustainable fuels 10% of the total fuel consumption by 2025, but with greener fuels costing up to four times more than conventional fuels, the higher costs will be passed on to passengers. The European Commission's considering setting a minimum use requirement for sustainable fuel on all flights. Norway's already passed 0.5% green fuel requirement in January, rising to 30% in 2030. And Mothercare's coming back. Having closed all its UK shops in January, it's completed a franchise deal with Boots to sell Mothercare-branded clothing and home and travel products such as pushchairs and car seats at Boots branches and online. The deal was announced in December 2019 but was delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The deal will run in the UK and Ireland for an initial 10 years and take effect from the autumn season. Mothercare's UK business went into administration in November last year, and all its 79 UK outlets were closed, but it's still in 800 stores in 40 other territories worldwide, operated by franchise partners.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower following a gloomy economic outlook from the US Federal Reserve. US stocks recovered from initial lows as gains for the major tech names served as a counterweight to disappointing unemployment data. Oil fell as major producers warned of a risk to demand recovery if the coronavirus crisis is prolonged. Gold was higher after the US Fed minutes highlighted the uncertainties surrounding the economic recovery. In corporate news, Antofagasta was weaker after the Chilean copper miner posted a 22.5% fall in first-half earnings. Fraser's Group, formerly Sports Direct, gained after saying it plans to spend £100 million on its digital elevation strategy, forecasting a 10-30% improvement in underlying core earnings. And the numbers at 5 o'clock in London, the FTSE 100 down 1.5% at 6,013. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 1% at 12,830. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently 0.02% down at 27,688. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index in New York up just over 0.5% at 11,219. And the S&P 500 in Chicago, where else? Up 0.2% at 3,379. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 31.7 cents and €1 11 cents. And in commodities, the top two, gold up just over 1% at $1,947 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down just over 0.75% at $44.80.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again.
Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening, it's a quarter to six. There is a yellow weather warning starting from tonight for some coastal overtopping and gale force winds. And there's been comment on social media about a perceived lack of police patrols during the recent spate of antisocial behaviour on the island. Onken MHK Rob Callister says there are well-known hotspots within his own constituency.
We have a local beach that seems to be a meeting place. We have the Onken Park. We have areas around St. Anthony's Church, which is also, these are hotspots very well known within the constituency. So the question is, should the police be working with the church to maybe lock that facility up? Should local authority, i.e. Onken commissioners, be looking to lock the park up in the evening? Should Onken commissioners be looking to install CCTV in certain areas around the constituency? But that doesn't get to the heart of why we have these isolated incidents during the summer months. And it's a case of identifying it, working with parents and seeing if we can, if we speak to these groups, and if it is simply down to a lack of facilities, what facilities do they want to be installed within the constituency in order to ease some of the pressures and some of the antisocial behaviour which is affecting the older residents of our community.
Is there any evidence that COVID-19 and the breakdown of the school year, the frustration of being under lockdown for a large amount of time, not seeing friends, has that had any role?
I'm not aware of that. And I think, if I'm being honest, over the 3 or 4 months that we were all locked down, we were at home, I think a lot of families collectively spent a lot more time together. We didn't see too many incidents of antisocial behaviour. But now we're getting back to normal, and now that we're in the summer period, is that a factor into it? That the fact that parents are now very busy trying to get back to normal life? Is it the fact that the kids are out of school now? They're just absolutely getting together because they're not seeing each other during the school term period? There's a lot of questions to be asked.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, good evening. It was another high-scoring evening of football last night as the JCK Limited 2nd Division took centre stage. Governors Athletic put 17-1-7 goals past Paul Rose, while Foxtel beat Michael 11-1 and Union Mills beat Jims 6-0. Douglas and District beat Braddon 5-2, Castletown won 3-2 away at Maloo, and it finished 2-2 as Rycobb played Colby. In the Combination Division 2, Union Mills beat Jims 7-2, Rycobb beat Colby 6-3, Douglas and District beat Braddon 1-0, and Michael, who was struggling to field a first team 3 weeks ago, never mind a combi team, won their opening fixture 4-3 away at Foxtel. Further afield, England and Pakistan's cricket boards have agreed to flexible start times for tomorrow's third test in Southampton. The previous match ended in a draw following a number of delays due to bad light and rain. Play could now be brought forward to 10:30 a.m. from 11 o'clock. England captain Joe Root says it makes sense, especially with no fans in the stadium due to COVID-19.
With the environment we find ourselves in, the times that we're in as well, it seems a really good way of maximising hours of play.
England, who lead the series 1-0, have named an unchanged squad. Football and Leeds have been charged by the Football Association for their celebrations after winning promotion to the Premier League. It's over the use of pyrotechnic devices following their championship match with Derby in July. The club has until the 3rd of September to respond. And Nicola Sturgeon's announced sports stadiums in Scotland could open to fans from the 14th of September. The First Minister there says it would be for a limited number of spectators and with strict physical distancing in place. The Scottish FA have welcomed the update and plan to update guidance tomorrow.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Two departures, two arrivals from Ronald's Way. The 4:30 to London City went 7 minutes late, and the 4:50 to Liverpool went 4 minutes early. Back this evening from Liverpool at 6:40 and 8 o'clock from London City. On the roads, King Edward Road, Bradle. Those two-way traffic signals for railway works. Arbury Road, Castletown again. Two-way traffic signals for Stonewall demolition. Market Street in Peel's closed to vehicles and pedestrians for demolition and reconstruction of a front wall. And also remember Athol Street in Douglas, parking suspended between numbers 6 and 11. All the information about Douglas Promenade at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
And MHK wants to know if the Education Minister has the power to overrule exam results. More than 800 Manx students got their GCSEs today, and Julie Edge, MHK, tabled a late question at this month's summer recess sitting of Timbal, meaning she didn't get an answer when most of the other responses were released earlier on this week. And the Oncombe member spoke about her concerns to Manx Radio's Sian Cowper.
Having done 20 years in education and been there at the forefront of exam results day, and knew how important it was that something and a decision was taken. Thankfully, it was taken by Cambridge as well, because there was so much objection to going to the Cambridge board at the time. And at the time, politicians were saying, well, it would stop political interference. So it's interesting that now we have the situation where there's had to be political interference to make sure the students get the right results and can continue in their futures, really. So
your question was specifically about whether the minister has the power to overrule examination results. Is that something the minister should have?
The reason that I asked that specifically was because in Scotland that decision had been taken, and I know they do have a different exam board system, but I think we have 8 or 9 examination boards that we're dealing with, and the interesting thing with Cambridge, it isn't regulated like all of the other exam boards. So I do feel that it's a question that needs to be answered. And if not, if there is an opportunity that we could have been looking at the results differently like Scotland have, why wouldn't we do that so that the best outcome for our students on the island?
Does this whole system need simplifying then if we've got 8 or 9 different exam boards?
I think it is something that's worth looking at, but I would always say make sure you ask the professionals first, because without listening to the professionals' voice on all of these issues within education, we'll never get the right outcomes and the futures without students having a good education system and a good examinations opportunity, where is the island? We need to be making sure we're moving forward positively for all of our students, so they can have that future that they deserve.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Well, how does this sound? A 400-metre reservoir swim, a 10-kilometre plantation bike ride and a 5-kilometre run. How's it sound to you? Come back. The Granite Man is the only off-road triathlon in the Isle of Man. It's set to be held at Kringle next month as a fundraiser for the Children's Centre. If you can do it, sign up. The details at thisstory@manxradio.com. In the meantime, the organiser Jane Howland and Lindsay Smith from the sponsor Brown Cane.
Get up there and have a go at the track. I'm actually quite new to mountain biking. I've only done it for the last 2 years. So getting up there, to be honest, for me was essential. Just to give myself a little bit of confidence before the day.
Yeah, and we were talking about this because you can go up and recce the courses, can't you, before the actual day?
Yeah, yeah. So Andy Simpson, who works for DEFRA and looks after all the trails, he's been very good to us, and he's set the bike run up already, so the route's set up, so anybody can go and have a recce. There are some quite challenging bits, but we do mark it well and we let people know. But you can go at your own pace. And tomorrow we're going to set the run course up as well to allow people just to go and have a go and see what they're actually entering to.
People might get quite intimidated by the sound of a triathlon. It's known to be not for the weak-hearted. So, how would you encourage people who are, you know, aren't necessarily elite athletes, as you mentioned before? Like, is it for everyone? Is it for all? What about ages?
It's over 18, so we do limit because I think, as Lindsay sort of alluded to, the cycle track can be quite challenging. Swimming in an open lake is quite different to swimming in a swimming pool. But it is open to everybody, from people that do triathletes. We have Will Draper, who's a triathlete. He takes part every year. But we also have people that have never done a triathlon before that take part. And I think, as Lindsay said, you can do it as solo or do it as part of a team. So you do the part that you feel more comfortable in and work as part of a team. So it's open to all.
Yeah, I'd say it's opened my eyes to even doing a triathlon. Yeah. And it's been great just to be able to do the one discipline.
Yeah.
And it's definitely made me think one day I might do work all three.
So all the details at manxradio.com if it's your thing, that is. Douglas South residents got a chance to put questions to the candidates standing in next week's House of Keys by-election tonight. The requisition meeting is at Scold Valley Jail this evening, a little over an hour's time at 7 o'clock. John Jockin, Mayor of Douglas, is hosting that tonight. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer. Producer Tim Glover and Andy Winton. Update is back Friday evening at 5:30, this time next week. Will be the Douglas South by-election and the day before that four-day bank holiday weekend. Remember, details of all the stories you've heard tonight and everything else at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. WMAX.